Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Lori Brasfield is with the Nevada System of Higher Education, and her happy task is to distribute $500,000 of NASA money to the state's community colleges. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Marsha Burke-Bigler, Dick Gamak, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the United States House of Representatives is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association and Pro Group Management.
Business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
I am Keith Tierney, candidate for Washoe County Judge. It's time to elect a judge from our community with broad experience and sound discretion. I've been practicing here for 30 years. I've had my own firm, and I was the United States Bankruptcy Trustee. I founded Civil Rights for Seniors, helping them fight wrongful foreclosures and helping seniors and their families address end-of-life decisions. Remember to go down the ballot and vote for Keith Tierney.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Lori Brasfield. She is director of the System-Sponsored Programs and EPSCoR Office of the Nevada System of Higher Education. Okay, what the heck is that?
It means that we get to manage and award funds from federal agents, outside sponsors, that come into the system for the state institutions. So for all of the Nevada System of Higher Education, multi-institution and multi-collaborative. So good funds that go out, federal and state, that go out to programs to develop programs within STEM and research for our campuses.
All right, so the reason that we've got you here is that the Nevada System of Higher Education just got this $500,000 grant that's going to go towards community colleges. Where did this money come from?
So the $500,000 came from the National Space Grant Foundation, and those funds will, it's through a consortium that are within all 50 states for space grant focus of NASA.
Okay, and so it's going to go to the community colleges. It's going to go to minority groups, which include what populations?
So the minority groups, based on NASA's underrepresented, is for women and underrepresented populations within STEM.
Okay, and you know, one of the things that we really needed is a push to get more women involved in STEM programs. Correct.
Correct.
How many jobs do you think that there are going to be available in the Silver State in the coming years? Because it seems like In the last 2 years, even before Tesla, the state was exploding with new technologies. So we're seeing the drone program in Nevada, or we're seeing other space technologies, major space technology companies in Nevada. They all need workers, and this is going to go towards helping that.
Correct. So even the smaller industries that may not be as well known, there are lots of industries that are focused within space. Even biologists, they focus on space. And we may not think about that because we think of plant life on Earth, but you have to know about extreme environments. So there are a plethora of positions and opportunities that are available within a STEM-type discipline that focus on space industry. So as we recruit more, and we are recruiting more STEM space industry within Nevada, we have some down in the south of in Las Vegas, and we have some in the north. So we are very much statewide represented within some space industry.
Okay, and this is going to go on both in Las Vegas and Reno, as well as in Carson City and Elko, correct?
Correct, correct.
Okay, so what kind of programs are we going to see going into these areas?
So this is kind of a pilot program to get students at the community colleges into an Associate of Sciences degree and to then get them to transfer into the universities of UNR or UNLV, or to get them into industry, so for employment skills. So we're going to see a vast, I can't really pinpoint exactly what that would be, because this will be well-rounded disciplines within the focuses, and industry then they'll be ready to be employable or to go on for a four-year degree.
You know, it's interesting. You know, traditionally we talked about a college education as being a very well-rounded education, not just aimed towards workforce, but also in the liberal arts, et cetera.
Yes.
Is that changing in the focus of universities these days just because of, you know, the downturn in the economy and now coming out of that?
Well, I'd say actually for Space Grant, particularly within this one, we have wonderful faculty that work at all the campuses. And we have a great example of a student that was an art major who was so enamored with engineering and couldn't decide which one they wanted to do. And the faculty member who was his mentor said, you can do both. You can bring art into engineering. And the best part about it was he did. And he did an amazing project. NASA saw it, and they asked him to be a keynote speaker to showcase how you can engage art and STEM. So it's not separate. And it definitely can be integrated. And I do see that not being as two different concepts.
When you look at the community college system in the state, you know, obviously they suffered, especially the rural colleges, because of the economy here in the state of Nevada. Are things coming back? Do you see things moving in a positive direction of budgets that are being aligned right now for the next legislative session, aiming to pump more money toward them?
Well, I would definitely say within the grant side of the aspects, from where my expertise is, and working with all of the colleges and the universities, they are well aligned to continue to ask for funding. And while funding, and we were in the recession, there were still funds coming in. They were still writing proposals to fund their activities and programs needed to, if budget cuts were here, this would help still to keep alive some of the programs that were there. And we haven't seen that bad of a decrease. It has stayed steady. And in fact, we're starting to increase. So I think they're well aware that we're becoming more competitive as a state and we're going after more proposals. But it takes manpower and it takes the dedication to do that. So it's just getting them out there and doing it.
Okay, do you think we're getting our fair share of grants at this point in time?
I think we go after a fair number of grants. Could we get more? Sure. Well, you can always go after more. There's a lot of funds out there specifically for community colleges that are being focused on, that we're seeing an increase of because that is a presidential push. And it's just maintaining that the time to get those ready. It takes a lot of time and faculty time to write the proposals and get them prepared. Could we do more? Yes.
All right. Let's go take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about this $500,000 to the Nevada System of Higher Education for STEM across the state. We'll be right back.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
I'm Elisa Caffaretta, candidate for Reno City Council, and I want to talk about smart government.
Don't you mean small government?
Mother, smart government is focused on building an innovative, connected, and safe city.
Well, you should make it easier for people and cut the red tape.
Smart government is my plan to support tech startups and local businesses and to create jobs.
And what about controlling the city's budget?
That's what I'm saying. I'm Elisa Caffaretta. I'm asking for your vote for Reno City Council.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lori Brasfield. She is in charge of awarding $500,000 for the NASA Space Grant Consortium that's going to go to community colleges. One of the things that I thought was interesting was in your press release, you put out a community of practice. What does that mean?
So the community of practice is kind of the structure of how this is going to be delivered. And what that means is that students will be engaged with weekly interaction within a faculty member at their relative campus. So WNC, GBC, TMCC, and CSN, which is leading the actual project. So then on a monthly basis, it'll be interactive amongst all of the campuses, and CSN will be leading it through video conferencing. They'll get lab experiences, research experiences, and hands-on activities across our state at all of the campuses.
And this is great that we now have the technology. You know, we're talking about telemedicine last week on the program. Now we're talking about the same kind of systems to help students across the board here. You know, we saw, obviously, during the recession, a tremendous growth in the community colleges, which is exactly what they're for when people need retraining into new areas. Do you see any decline in enrollment coming in the next few years because there's more jobs opening up?
I don't. I actually see it increasing, and we've kind of seen that with the numbers of populations actually registering for classes across the board. So we've seen that there's a certain skill set that might be needed, either in their workforce development coursework that they have, or within getting a degree to attain the next steps for job employment.
Yeah, and we've seen, for example, with the drone program, an increase in the types of learning that we're going to see going toward that. It seems to me that Nevada is just changing for the better with this diversification of industry. And I'm not saying there's any time that, you know, the entertainment industry is going to go away. Of course not. But at the same time, we really are diversifying.
I would agree. I think that what our campuses do, what our students do, and what our faculty do is, I always say, our best kept secret. And it shouldn't be, because we have a great talent of workforce already there training the next generations, training the next students to get them out into the field.
Okay, so are there other major grants that you're looking at that are coming down the pike?
We actually have quite a few that are statewide grants that we have coming down. The EPSCoR component of it is a research-based within our state. It is a congressional mandated funds through the National Science Foundation, NASA. So we tend to get announcements once a year for the NASA EPSCoR program. So that one's coming up within the next year. That will be a research focus amongst the universities and community colleges.
And people don't really understand that DRI, which is one of the great treasures of the state, but most people aren't really aware of what it is, what it does around the world, and that most of its funding comes from grants.
Yes, it does. And they're a major player in all of our programs that we do, specifically within research. So when we work with the research institutions, we work with UNR, UNLV, and DRI, and they provide the expertise within their faculty, and they're going out and doing the programs and the research. So definitely not forgotten.
Well, we're delighted that Nevada has gotten this grant, and we're delighted that you're in charge of spreading the money here. People must be very pleased when you walk in through a door. Thank you so much for being here and sharing this with us.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the United States House of Representatives is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association and Pro Group Management.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's important to choose the right Halloween costume, and Party America has the right costume.
Buy one costume and get the second one at half price.
Party America, the right costume at the right price. Party America.
Republican AG hopeful Adam Laxalt was described by his former law firm's evaluation committee as a, quote, train wreck.
Adam Laxalt's own firm called him a train wreck, saying he lacks basic legal skills. He's never even prosecuted a case in Nevada. But Ross Miller has. As a prosecutor, Miller cracked down on fraud and put violent offenders behind bars. That's why Nevada police and prosecutors are supporting him for Attorney General. Ross Miller. Experience counts.
Wake up and come play.
Make something new.
Play Dress Up with us.
And get moving, too.
Watch all your friends enjoy the fun right here on NBC Kids.
If you've been in a crash, you need a lawyer you can trust. Someone who knows the law and who can fight for the best possible settlement.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Party America has a huge selection of Halloween costumes from as low as $9.99. Buy one costume and get a second costume half off. Party America at Crummer Lane in South Virginia, west of Meadowood Mall behind Bank of America.
Come see us. We'll treat you right.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. We have Marsha Burke Bigler, Washoe County Commissioner, and Sean Carey, who is a Republican commentator. And just for the record, two of our three pundits were waving to the camera, but that doesn't help on the radio. Okay, so we're taping this Thursday morning, the 9th of October. And so your world has been in an uproar over these same-sex marriage rulings. Tell us what the latest is.
Well, I want to back up a couple of days. The RGJ carried an article on the Supreme Court's upcoming agenda this year, starting October, first Monday in October they get started. And one of the subjects that was going to be a really difficult subject was same-sex marriage. That next day, the Supreme Court met, and they said, we are not addressing that one, so they kicked it. So the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where appeals were already sitting, from both us, Idaho, and some other western states, made a ruling, I mean, that fast. And they said they were going to send it back to the district court for them to issue the order that needs to be issued before we do anything. Right after that happened, and one of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals justices came back out, and he said, this will be done now. Well, wait a minute, that isn't what the law says. So I issued a little email saying, we're going to follow the law. We're not going to do political expediencies or anything else. We're following the law. One much after that, the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, issued a stay for both Idaho and Nevada. Okay, we're stayed now, so sit tight. One much later than that, the United States Supreme Court pulled the stay as to Nevada. And that was followed up right away by the coalition filing a request that the stay be in Nevada. And the same guy that filed the request for Idaho filed it for Nevada, and why he didn't do them both at the same time, I have no idea. But then Nevada was without the stay, so we were waiting to see what would happen to the coalition's request. And right now, where we stand this morning, I'm not sure. During all of this, Judge Hunt, who was the judge on the case here, the federal judge, recused himself. So then we didn't even have a district court judge
to
issue the order. I think probably he felt he was biased would be my... I didn't see why he gave an explanation or if he even did.
He didn't.
But he just recused himself from the case. And so we even with all the stuff floating around, even if it would all been lined up, we still couldn't get an order because we didn't have a judge. Now we have a judge.
So, so how long do you think it's going to take before we're issuing marriage licenses for same-sex marriage in Nevada? Because the forms are ready to go, my understanding is.
The court clerks are ready to go. They're ready to do what they need to do because it looks like this is going to be inevitable. But until the courts get it all straightened out, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, based on a United States Supreme Court order, gave a lot of the people that are involved in this until 5 p.m. today to issue to submit another written document. So we're waiting to see what's next.
So by the time this airs on Tuesday, this could be still going.
Yes.
Marcia, your thoughts on all of this?
It's crazy. We were talking about it earlier, as a matter of fact, watching, okay, the judge said this, and then the judge pulled it, and then the judge said this, and then, so this is so confusing. And of course, our county clerk has obviously been on the news talking with everybody about where are we, and she's in the same position that Dick is. She has
same
to follow the law.
Clark County and across the state.
Yeah, across the state. They have to follow the law, and until we get clarification as to what the law is now, we still have to follow the law, so that's where we're at.
Sean, you've been very patient.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I think I will give the county clerk the benefit of the doubt and say that she's trying to follow the law, but I think there's a lot of people's personal opinions that still come into this issue, and I'm really, really tired. I am really tired of our court system and our political system playing fast and loose with people's lives here. This is something that's going to be happening here in the state, and when it is time for same-sex marriage in Nevada, which is coming, it's going to happen, I am in agreement with Dick Gamick that it needs to be put together the proper way, but I also don't necessarily believe that all these people that are running around saying we have to do it this way and prolong the procedure as long as possible are saying that because they really believe that, or if they're still trying to hold on to some sort of archaic, barbaric idea that they're going to be able to stop marriage equality in this country.
Mr. Gamick, 30-second rebuttal.
What I'm saying, we've ignored all the people that have thrown their opinions in. We've had the governor involved, we've had the attorney general involved, we've had all kinds of other people involved. We are listening to the courts. And when the courts issue an order, we look at the order, see where we're at, see where we're going to go. I am not going to sit here and violate the law because some judge makes a decision that isn't in accordance with the law or because anybody else does. We're going to follow what the courts rule as long as they're abiding by the laws as they exist, period.
Last question.
Regardless of what they say.
Well, like Mike Huckabee said, don't listen to what the Supreme Court has to say about this. Let's let Congress handle it. It's marriage equality is going to happen here in the state of Nevada. It is not going to be stopped, and I think that we need to allow things to move on and stop hiding behind an archaic judicial system.
Okay, I'm going to change the topics. We had the mayoral debate here earlier in the week, and I wanted to get your input on this, Marshall, because a lot of the people that I talked to prior to the debate were telling me about the lack of communication between the Reno City Council and the Washoe County Commission, and that this mayoral race was very important as a part of that. What advice would you give to the candidates? Because they both said, yeah, we want to work together, but what's the reality?
Well, the advice I would give to them right now is they need to reach out to the commissioners, and they need to reach out. They need to make sure their staff is reaching out to the commission staff. I know that already we work together on a lot of issues, but there are a lot of other things that we need to resolve. We need to stop litigating against each other, and I think that's what the people are expecting us to do. I don't think the people elected us to go and fight with the city of Reno or the city of Reno to fight with Washoe County. And so what I would like to see the two mayor candidates do is reach out to us and say, okay, I'm going to be your next mayor, so how are we going to work together? What are we going to do to resolve some of these outstanding problems that are out there? And help me walk through that process for what needs to be done. And that's what, I mean, I think they've got some very intelligent people in both Dave Humke and Bonnie Weber as far as how the county works and how things go. So if they don't want to reach out to those of us who are newer, if you will, on the commission, they certainly should be reaching out to those two commissioners. And that hasn't really happened yet, and it should.
Okay. I did throw out the fact during the debate that at one point in time, not too long ago, that when he was Judge Hardesty instead of Justice Hardesty, he was in control of both the county and the city to make sure that their agreements went through, and with the threat of jail if they didn't. And neither of them thought we were in such a bad situation. Do you think we're in such a bad situation?
No, I don't. I think actually in a lot of ways we're working very closely together. Our staff is working very closely with their staff. Andrew Klinger is fabulous. He works really well with John Slaughter, who's our county manager. I don't think we're anywhere near that. I just think that there are some things out there that need to be further resolved, and we need to move forward positively in those ways.
Okay, Sean, you got about 30 seconds on the mayor's race.
I happen to agree. I have had a problem with the way that City Hall and the Washoe County Commission have been operating independently of each other, and I would really love to see that be different. And when it comes to just the minutia of how things operate, people don't really understand why it needs to happen, but the results are very, very palpable. So I'd like to see some more working together.
Okay, Dick, 30 seconds, not one second more.
As the attorney for the board, ever since I've been in there, I've seen an effort by the Reno City Council to run everything, to dominate. I think we're going to see that relax. I don't think you're going to see that near as much. Plus, we have IBM came in here, and their whole final thing was make this a region, quit being separate. And I asked at a meeting we had yesterday with John Slaughter, are we going to adopt that? And he says there's already committees working on it. There's already things happening.
All right,
so I think we're going to see much more cohesiveness.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Families are unique and face different situations. As your trusted community short-term lender for over 15 years, Dollar Loan Center is here to help. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 or an auto title loan up to $10,000 in just minutes. No checking account required, no application fees, and no prepayment penalties. We guarantee to beat the rate of any payday lender, and we lend more, way more. We look forward to making you part of our family. Find us at don'tbebroke.com.
It's hard to imagine my life before her, or a day without her. So much of what I take for granted simply wouldn't exist. She is the force that holds our life together. She is my everything, the center of my universe from Forevermark. The diamond, the promise. Available at Rogers Jewelry.
Before you run off to some coin store to get cash for your gold coins, for example, remember, that's the last you'll see of them. They're off to be melted down.
At Capital City Loans, you don't have to sell us your precious items and give them up forever.
Gold prices are at an all-time high, so we can loan you top dollar on gold items. Silver, diamonds, broken or not. You get cash now when you need it. And we give you plenty of time to pay your loan off, so you get your items back. And we have the lowest interest rates in Nevada.
Capital City Loans, the safe and sensible way to get cash when you need it.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
All the best in Nevada politics coming up next week right here on Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching and listening.